Delta Airlines has announced the continuation of its suspension of flights between New York John F. Kennedy International Airport and Tel Aviv, Israel, due to the ongoing regional conflict. Initially paused in August, this suspension has now been extended through March 31st, 2025. Travelers with existing bookings to or from Tel Aviv during this period should expect further schedule changes and adjust their plans accordingly. Delta first announced the suspension of its flights between New York JFK and Tel Aviv in August, citing safety concerns stemming from ongoing conflict in the region. In a recent update, Delta extended this suspension until March 31st, 2025, emphasizing that passenger safety is their primary concern. The airline is constantly reviewing intelligence reports and security guidance to assess whether operations can resume sooner, but for now, flights will remain paused. Travelers with reservations on Delta's Tel Aviv route are advised to stay informed through the Fly Delta app, where updates will be communicated directly. Delta also mentioned that any cancellations or changes to scheduled flights would be processed on a rolling basis, potentially impacting travel plans for months to come. The prolonged suspension of flights to Tel Aviv is part of a larger trend, with other major airlines such as American Airlines and United Airlines also halting services to the region. American Airlines suspended flights to Israel as of August 16, 2023, and does not expect to resume services until late March 2025. United has similarly suspended flights to Tel Aviv indefinitely, citing the uncertain security situation. For travelers, this disruption means rethinking plans and seeking alternative routes or destinations. Delta has issued a travel waiver for customers who booked flights to or from Tel Aviv before March 31, 2025, allowing them to modify or cancel their bookings without incurring fees. It's recommended that travelers review their options, as additional cancellations could affect future flights. Delta's response to the conflict highlights how geopolitical situations can directly impact international air travel. Travelers should be prepared for sudden changes in schedules, especially in regions affected by conflict or instability. For those planning trips to Israel or the surrounding region, flexibility and adaptability are essential. Delta's suspension, along with similar actions by other airlines, reflects a cautious approach to safeguarding passengers and crew. Travelers should keep an eye on airline notifications, particularly if they are booking flights to destinations in volatile areas. The travel waiver offered by Delta provides some relief, allowing customers to make adjustments without penalty. However, travelers should still consider purchasing travel insurance, particularly coverage that includes disruptions caused by geopolitical events, to mitigate potential financial losses. For those who need to travel urgently, exploring connecting flights through other international hubs might be a temporary solution until normal services resume. As the situation in the region continues to evolve, travelers should stay informed and prepared for potential changes to their itineraries. Delta's decision to extend its suspension through March 2025 reflects the airline's commitment to passenger safety, though it may cause inconvenience for those with planned trips to Tel Aviv. As airlines like American and United make similar moves, the suspension highlights the broader challenges international travel faces in conflict zones. For now, passengers should monitor updates and utilize the flexibility offered by Delta's travel waiver to adjust their plans accordingly.